I'd like to start this podcast by saying, you guys out there, hear me out. Ariel asked me to not fart in the bathroom. She says, can you please not fart in the bathroom? And I'm like, that's where I go to fart, so I'm not farting in the living room.
We are surrounded by doors that go outside. Just go outside and fart.
No, hey guys, back me up here. Do any of your girls ask you to, like, can you please not fart in the bathroom? And it's like, that's where you go and fart. You go to the bathroom to fart.
First of all, you're in the bathroom for 60 seconds.
Yeah, because it was a long fart.
I thought you were like brushing your teeth.
You know why you didn't hear it?
Why?
Because sometimes if it's going to be really loud, I'll just kind of spread my cheeks and then like let it go.
Okay. What?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You'll just hold your butt
I'll
open?
Literally just like kind of like just open no. my cheeks and then it go and let it just kind of poof out.
Ew.
I'll let it waft out.
What's the most satisfying fart to you? Like a real loud one?
Real loud, juicy ones, yes. If you're by yourself, be honest with me.
Yeah, I love it.
It's the best.
I love when I just rip as loud as possible.
I don't care if it's a guy or girl. I don't care who you are. We appreciate a monster fart.
Well.
We do, though.
God. I mean, sometimes I will hear farts of yours, and it makes me satisfied.
Really?
Yeah. But I don't like when they're stinky, because then I have to, like, live with that drama. But when they're just, like, really loud and they're not anywhere near me, I'm like, oh, heck yeah.
You're sometimes proud of my farts?
I'm not proud of them. I'm satisfied for you.
Thank you.
Like, you know when you can like feel embarrassment for someone?
Yes.
I am I feel satisfied for you.
Thank you so much. That's amazing.
But then when they smell and they're near me, I'm embarrassed for you.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that.
And then I feel guilt and shame.
You feel instant shame?
I feel
Do you ever fart a little too loud and you're like, oh man, I wish Matt didn't hear that?
I did one time.
He did.
And we were outside walking Stinky.
Yeah.
And it was one of those days that, like, I think I had, like, Brussels sprouts or something. And, like, we both were, like, nonstop ripping. Anytime I'd rip, you would just trump me, like, with a different rip.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'd always top you.
And I was like, I'm like, how are you fully loaded? And you're like, I'm just fully loaded all the time.
I am fully loaded all the time.
Well, then I farted out loud. I can't believe I'm telling this story. It was so loud.
Was I not there?
No, you were there. You were like, what?
Oh.
And then I was like, oh my God.
Were you in the kitchen?
No, we were outside walking Stinky.
Oh, outside? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Why is it that for the most part, girls just can't fart as loud as guys?
I think because...
Are they holding it back?
I mean, you've heard me at my worst, and that's not that bad.
That's not
bad.
No, that's like my easiest.
Oh, you're...
Like,
that
your
is
worst,
like your normal.
Your worst is at my normal.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
But.
Because every girl that I've ever heard fart, it's just like so like nothing. It's like.
I remember the first time I farted in front of you.
You do?
Yes. We were at your old house. We weren't dating yet. And when you lived with Fernando and DJ.
Okay.
And I filmed it. And I have it.
Do you still have it?
I have it.
I lit up like a Christmas tree, didn't I?
Somewhere. Yeah. You like looked at me. You were on the phone with someone. And you're on your like house phone, holding your house phone to your face. And I farted
landline.
I filmed you. And you literally looked at me and then you realized what it was. And then your face just went, you started like silently laughing to yourself because you were on the phone.
I fell into a state of shock. The best kind of shock you can have, though. That was, you know what's crazy though? I knew that you were the one then.
Okay.
I knew you were the one a while back, but I really knew. I was like, this is my lifer right here. This is my ball and chain.
Oh.
I'm going to lock her up, throw away the key, and we're just going to be rippers together.
Sounds hot.
Isn't that hot?
Yeah. That actually sounds like my ideal relationship.
It's the ideal relationship.
Lock me up, throw away the key, and just rip.
I'm glad we started on a positive note because I know we both have had quite a rough last few days.
Yes, I've been bawling all day long.
And I don't know if you guys follow us on social media or not, but our precious Stinky, so we're out filming Love Island right now for Ariel's show, so we can't be with her. We're in Hawaii. It's crazy to bring a dog to Hawaii, by the way. It's so insane to bring a dog here. So we couldn't bring her. And so obviously we miss her dearly. And she's been staying with her grandma, AKA Ariel's mom. And she had to go for an emergency surgery.
It's so insane. I literally, that is my actual, by the way, she just had surgery 6 weeks ago to get a little thing taken out of her mammary gland. Huge incision, took out two mammary glands, number 4 and number 5. So she's missing two nipples. So they took those out. The reason why I rushed that surgery, probably wouldn't have rushed it, mm-hmm. is because I wanted her to recover with me. I wanted her to like have her surgery at the vet that we go to, and then she'd come back home and be with me. And I didn't want that surgery to happen while I was in Hawaii. So I rushed that. And then she had to have freak. And because my worst nightmare was like, if Stinky had to like be rushed to the hospital for something that I could have gotten done while I was home. And of course,
how does that happen?
I don't know. Well, shit happens.
Shit, guys, honestly,
so crazy.
Shit happens.
And you know what's so crazy is, okay, I wonder if people ever feel like this. And I really wonder if you feel like this. And I really don't know how to explain it. And this might be something that just like, it could be an anxiety. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I don't know what is an anxiety and what isn't. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Sometimes
but
I don't
elaborate.
Know. Okay. For instance, wow, I really don't know how to explain this. And I really want to explain it right so that I don't sound stupid.
Hey, this is riled up. This is the dumbest podcast out there. So go ahead.
That's true.
So how about it?
Okay, but it's not stupid. It's like, I just don't know how to explain it where people would be like, oh, I get that. For instance, is Stinky going to an emergency surgery while I'm out of town and right before I'm about to go on camera traumatic? Is that traumatic?
For you, yeah.
But I'm honestly having so much anxiety right now. It's weird.
Why?
Because I don't know how to explain myself.
Well, you're saying that, so that was, in a weird way, mentally, that was a traumatizing experience because...
Well, I think traumatizing is the wrong word. It's like, it's intense. It's really bad.
It's a shocking experience.
It's a really bad thing,
yeah,
right?
It's a bad shock.
So sometimes I think too much about other people's problems. Mm-hmm. And then I think about my problems and I go, well, it could be worse. Or like, don't show that you're sad about this because like, it's not that big of a deal. But when it's a really big deal, does that make sense?
Yeah, I get it.
So like,
for instance, you kept your cool, even though your dog that you love so much was being rushed to a hospital for emergency surgery.
Yes. But it's weird because it's like, of course people would be like, no, you should cry right now. But like, instead I cried by myself a little bit. And then I was like, I'm here to do a job. Don't show that feeling.
You can flip a switch.
Yes.
You can flip a switch.
And like, is that weird?
No, not at all. You can control your emotions when you need to. Like, no, you are being professional and you're like, I have to turn my emotions off and I have to be professional.
That's weird to me because I see people that like, I mean, I guess like a lot of people maybe can't do that. And they just like...
Let it out. They just cry. They show their emotions.
But it's like, it's almost like everyone feels the emotion if that person is feeling it. And sometimes I feel like that's not fair.
You don't want to put it on other people.
No, like I don't want to bring everybody into my sadness. I'd rather just be like, I'm going to be sad with the people that I need to be sad with. Like you.
Yeah.
Where like, there's a reason why you're with me or like we're together. It's like we take care of each other. So if I'm feeling sad, like I'd rather give that. But then it's really hard to not show your feelings when you're doing... I don't know what I'm saying.
Well, by the way, do you know that a lot of people, the normal-ish thing, I guess, would be people go to work or go to presentations or do like their professional job and they hold in, they hear bad news like that their dog died or something crazy mm-hmm. and they hold it in at work and they come home and let it out.
Yeah.
That's a real thing. People will walk in the door after a bad day of work and a husband or wife or boyfriend or girlfriend will start sobbing when they come in the door. Mm. That's like you see that in movies. You see that on TV shows. It's in real life. It's a real thing.
It's weird. Like I feel like most of the people in my life, kind of besides you, mm-hmm. and like, you know, like I can name so many people that like if they're angry, everyone better be angry with them.
Yeah.
If they're sad, everyone better be sad with them.
Yeah, but you know what though? That's not fair.
No, it's not fair.
I don't like that.
I actually hate that. Because it's like, I'm down to be there for you and listen and whatever. But like, if you're just constantly like up and down this and that, it's like, you need there. Well, I say that, but then I also get it if you're in certain situations. Like, wow, we really went down a rabbit hole.
We're deep, right? Well, we're getting deep.
We got deep.
Guys, long story short, it's been a very, I'm looking at you. I started staring off for a second, okay? So sue me.
I will sue you. I have great lawyers.
You're going to sue me for staring off during this podcast? What if you win? How much would you get? What if you took me to Judge Judy and for staring during a podcast? And she's like, I don't watch these shows.
Me neither.
I'm just saying, like, when Judge Judy sits down, oh, there's a voiceover that goes, in this lawsuit, right? Is it something like that?
Yeah.
It goes, in this case, the plaintiff, right? Is that what it is?
The plaintiff,
The plaintiff is suing the blah, blah, blah because he stared too much during a podcast. Like, right? It'd be something like that. And then we sit down and then Judge Judy goes, they go, all rise, right?
Uh-huh.
For the Honorable Judge Judy. And then she's there. And then, like, what? Like, could you imagine? She's like, okay, what's going on? And you're like, well?
Well, Thursday night. Hi, Your Honor. Big fan.
Get to it.
Oh, sorry. I'm just mesmerized. Okay. Well, okay. So that's my fiance. And the other night we were podcasting and he was staring. He was just staring off. Like, but not like staring at me. Like he was interested. It was like staring off. Like
okay,
he was
Your
bored.
Honor. Your Honor. It wasn't a rude stare. It wasn't a weird stare. I just happened to be a little tired and stared off a little bit.
But like that makes me feel weird. So I decided I wanted to come after him for all he's worth.
Well, that's not a lot, Ariel. So what would you do?
This is the dumbest conversation I've ever had.
That's why you're listening to Riled Up and not a not an economics podcast. You know what's weird, though? For real, though? This isn't about economics here.
It sure is not.
First of all, Joe Rogan is a great podcast, but it's not always smart. It's not. It's like
he's really good at interviewing.
He's
people,
really
though.
Good at interviewing, but it's very conversational. Like, if you watch him and Theo Von, it's one of the dumbest podcasts you'll see in the best way possible.
Yes, the best.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, it's my kind of humor where he'll talk about like Theo Von's mullet. And then Theo Von will just go off on being a country boy and having a mullet. And then a girl that hooked up with him because of his mullet.
Oh, yeah, true.
And then Joe Rogan will just ask questions about their hookup. And it's like, that doesn't mean anything, but it's fun to listen to.
It is fun.
So anyway, don't sue me for staring during this podcast. I'm just a little bit tired.
I don't know.
Kitty, I found this article and it's very interesting.
Okay.
First of all,
I already hate it because you said the word article.
Is that not a thing these days?
Hold on.
What?
While you find it.
Yeah.
I found out today that you can figure out your Bridgerton name.
How's that?
Okay. So you pick Lord or Sir?
Yeah.
Wait, what like, is it?
Yeah,
Lord
either
or...
one.
No, there was another one.
Lord, Sir, or Madam?
No. Lord. You wouldn't be a madam.
Oh, for me?
Yeah.
I'd be
Lord. It's Lord and...
It's my middle name, right?
Count? No, not Count. Yeah.
It's my middle name, so it's Lord James...
But then the last thing you drank...
Lord James IPA.
And then add ton.
IPA ton.
And then the
Lord
street
James IPA
you
ton.
Live on.
Okay.
The first part of the street, so...
Gresh. So, okay. Lord... James, IPA ton, Gresh.
And then...
This is a horrible name so far.
And then...
Lord James, IPA
Shire.
Ton, Greshshire. Ooh!
Yeah.
I like Greshshire.
Isn't that cool?
Lord James, IPA ton, Greshshire?
Yeah.
Yeah!
Uh-huh.
I love it!
Yeah.
What's yours?
Lady St. Cyr, Tito's Tin.
Okay.
Wilshire... Shire.
Wow.
People are probably like, you guys don't live together? We're definitely not telling you where we actually live. So I'm using a different address from where I used to live.
I was going to say, I was like, Wilshire? I know where that is. But first of all, I love that game. And I like my name. Lord
James.
James. IPA-ton.
IPA-ton.
Question. Anyway. Okay. Can I get to this article? I'm sorry for saying article. Because I thought this was funny.
Yes.
And I totally understand this.
Okay.
So there's been a lot of discussion on TikTok and other social media about what celebrities are ugly hot or hot ugly.
Oh my God. So, that's mean.
No. But listen. But hear me out. Okay.
Okay.
Because I feel like I fall in one of these categories. So I think it'll be okay to talk about other people. But like, first of all, not being mean, this is an actual article and I just kind of wanted to read it because I thought it was funny.
Okay.
And I want to know if you know the difference between ugly hot and hot ugly. Do you know what the difference would be?
I cannot
wait. This is a huge TikTok thing right now.
Debacle. I don't know what you're saying.
Okay. So essentially, ugly hot is someone who traditionally would be thought to be an unattractive person, but has some sort of thing that there's people that do find them hot.
Okay.
So in this article, Pete Davidson was one of those people. He doesn't have the Brad Pitt look that would be traditionally hot.
But he's hot.
But people find him hot.
Okay.
And then hot ugly is a person that people traditionally find hot, but there's a side that think that person's ugly.
Or just why is not, that really funny?
It's just funny. So there's a list of these people. And then there's also hot people like Brad Pitt and Michael B. Jordan. They listen to them.
They're just hot.
They're literally just like, there's nothing weird about them to be like, I can see how he's hot, but it's just like, no, they're just hot.
Yeah.
They're just hot.
Because they're literally just perfect all around.
So the two hot examples here, and I agree, are Michael B. Jordan and Brad Pitt, which makes sense. Mm-hmm. And this is only rating guys. I feel like this article only did this with guys to not get in trouble. Okay. So here are some hot uglies on the list. Harry Styles made the list for hot ugly.
Hot ugly?
Which means traditionally he's hot, but there's a chunk of people who think that he's unattractive.
Can I see?
Well, you know what he looks like, but I don't want to. Hang on. Let me move my computer. Okay.
Okay, he's not.
I think Harry Styles is attractive, but I also see how he's a different sort of attractive. He's not traditional. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
He's not a traditional, like, hunk of a man.
Yeah,
like,
No, I get
he's
that.
Got a little thing to him.
Yeah.
So he's considered, in this article, hot ugly.
That's so weird.
Noah Centineo. Wait. Centineo?
Noah Centineo?
So he's what most would find, that guy's attractive, but there's a side of people who...
I don't get this.
Aren't digging. Okay.
I mean, these are hot dudes.
Zac Efron?
Hot.
Well, so he's traditional. So you're a person who thinks he's traditionally hot, but there's a side of people who are like, eh.
Well, yeah, but that's for everybody.
But no, because it's not debatable with like Brad Pitt, right?
Got it.
It's not debatable. But like, for instance...
But see, I think everyone's hot.
I know, you do. You're honestly, and you're very sweet about it.
No, but I'm like, not trying to be sweet. I think everybody's hot.
No, I know you do.
Okay.
You and that's no. That's,
and I'm
that's,
sorry.
No, it's very sweet of you because you actually find the beauty in everybody. And I appreciate that. And I hear you.
Okay.
This is strictly on like the masses, the average people. Okay. So like
some people don't think Zac Efron's hot.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
and of course he is.
I actually
because,
know someone who doesn't think he is. And I'm like, are you insane?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. I get it. Okay.
Because
I get it. If you asked
right now, if you asked 10 of your girlfriends if they thought Brad Pitt was attractive, they would all say yes.
Yes.
Right.
I mean, if you ask 10 about Zac Efron, they might
maybe
say
eight of them.
Seven and eight. Yeah.
Yes.
Seven
or eight would be like, Zac's hot. And then the other three would be like, not my type. That's
Got
what this game is.
It.
Which is so weird.
Got it.
And then let me see who else. And then. Why do people bad about doing the ugly hot ones?
I don't like it.
Okay, I won't do the ugly hot ones, but I'll show you some.
All these people are hot though.
Well, this is exactly why the name is.
I get it. Okay. I don't like it.
Okay. I'm just going to say, listen, guys can handle this because this guy's not ugly. But I'm just going to give an ugly hot example. Adam Driver's on this list because he's not your Prince Charming, traditionally handsome person.
But he's
but there's a huge
hot.
Chunk of women who are like, oh my God, he's so hot.
Yeah.
He's got that whole, it's, you know. So anyway, that's the game.
We keep going down. I want to see who the other ugly hot people are.
Okay.
Okay.
Him.
I mean, he's hot though.
You think he's hot? See, I don't think that guy's hot.
Hot. Evan Peters is hot.
So, oh, okay. I don't know who that is.
Evan Peters?
No, I don't.
Hot.
So Evan Peters is on the list of ugly hot. So he looks pretty cute. You know who that is?
That's the guy from Girls. No, not Girls. What's Normal People. He's in the show Normal People.
Well, there you go.
Everyone thinks he's hot though.
Exactly. So he looks normal. Like if I see this picture right now at this guy, I just think that's a guy.
Okay.
I don't think,
but he's
oh
hot.
My God, that's attractive.
Yeah. Okay,
I just think that's
keep
a guy.
Going, keep going.
But girls think that he's hot.
Okay.
So do you get what I'm saying?
Yes.
So that's the game. It's actually pretty funny.
I want to ask you.
This is on BuzzFeed.
Is Zayn Malik hot, hot? Ugly, hot? Or hot, ugly?
I think he's hot, ugly. I think most people find him hot. And then other people, there's a smaller chunk of people who say, not my type.
See, he's just hot, hot.
You think he's just hot, hot?
I think he's hot, hot. I think everyone can appreciate Zayn Malik.
Let me look him up.
He's so hot.
No. Okay. Listen, I can't back you on Zayn. Here's why. Yes, he's attractive, but I could I'm looking at him right now. And if I had to compare just him overall to like Michael B. Jordan, I'd be like, Michael B. Jordan is hotter than him.
Yeah, but that's your preference. Oh, I guess that's the whole debate.
What are we talking about right now?
I don't know.
Let me just pull up. Hang on. I have a great one that's debatable.
Who?
Will Smith. Because Will Smith is so cute, right? Go to Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Like in his prime.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like in his cute, he's a cute person. You want to look at him.
I think he's like, he's like actually really handsome.
Okay. So you think handsome, not cute.
He's not cute. No, he's really handsome. In Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, he's really cute.
I'm having second thoughts on Michael B. Jordan right now.
What? Are you an insane
person? I know
person?
That he's attractive. But I'm seeing
okay,
but
everyone. Like,
everyone has bad pictures.
Okay, first of all, Michael B. Jordan is an actual supermodel. Maybe the only two people in the world that are hot, hot are Brad Pitt and Michael B. Jordan. I can't think of one other person that everyone thinks is hot, hot.
Yeah, you're right. Because isn't Ryan Gosling like hot, ugly? Where the
I think
like
so.
He or is he ugly hot? I don't know.
Oh, he's just a confusing one.
I'm so confused about Gosling.
He's a hot, hot, ugly, hot,
okay,
hot,
we
ugly.
Have to do. We got to do a couple girls before we move on. No, we can't.
I'm not doing that with you.
No?
No. You can get canceled.
Mila Kunis.
Hot.
I think she's cute, but I think she's debatable.
She is hands down hot. I just think everyone's hot.
I think she's a 75-25 split favoring hot. That's what I think.
I like that.
But I'm on the favor of 75%.
Am I hot ugly or am I ugly hot?
Honestly, you're a hot, hot person.
You are just a liar.
No, I'm not.
You're a liar.
No, because you know what? Well, first of all, you know what it is? You're perfectly symmetrical. Cutie, is that what it is?
Cutie, I need you to stop talking
are
about
hot,
this.
Hot
I'm
people?
So panicked.
Are you panicked?
I have anxiety.
Guys, Ariel's freaking out over here and I don't know why.
Because I don't know if I'm hot, hot, ugly, hot, or hot, ugly.
I think I'm 50-50. I think some people think I'm cute. I think some people go, eh. I'm not kidding. I think there's some people who think, oh my God, he's cute. And other people go, he's not cute at all. I literally think that. I'm not kidding.
I need to stop talking about this because you're hot, hot, cutie.
No,
you're always hot.
No. Okay, cutie, we have some fan submitted questions. Are you grabbing my knee with your foot?
Yeah.
How's my knee skin getting in between your toes? Get off of me. We have some fans submitted questions. Guys, fans, we love you guys. Thanks for submitting these questions. Okay.
Why are you not acknowledging me cackling over here?
I am acknowledging it. I'm trying to ignore it.
Will you make me a drink?
I'm trying to tune it out.
Will you make me a Tito's and passion fruit juice?
Do you want to pause and make a drink? Oh my God. Do you want to pause and make a drink and then come back to this?
I have to fart.
Why do you... Do not fart into the mic.
Okay.
What is wrong with you right now?
I don't know.
Ariel's staring at me and coughing with her little pointy tongue out. And then she's grabbing my knee with her toes. And then
I want to say something.
Go ahead.
Only I miss the lonely.
Guys, she just farted and the mic's not near her butt, but it was the smallest fart. That was not... I can't even do... I couldn't fart that quiet if I tried. If I tried my absolute hardest.
I'm gonna go make
We're gonna take a quick break while Ariel makes a drink. Please enjoy this. No.
Oh.
Please enjoy this music for just a couple minutes.
I hope it's Harry Styles or something.
All right, and we're back with some cocktail ASMR.
I just made a passion fruit liliquoy. Is that what it's called?
I don't know. What
passion
is that?
Fruit blend.
Is it good?
Juice with Tito's vodka.
Quick shout out to Tito's vodka.
They ain't paying us.
I know they're not paying us.
Take it back.
I'm not taking it back. Because I love them so much.
Oh, all right. Sponsor
I'm literally us. Giving Tito's a free ad right here.
Mm-mm.
Tito's, you rock.
They do rock.
I love Tito's. I love Tito's.
You know
vodka.
What's so crazy?
Hmm.
I've never drank vodka in my life. In my life.
Yeah.
In my entire life. Until Tito's.
Yeah.
Tito's vodka.
Literally just gave them a free ad. Guys, we literally are not
Wait,
sponsored
no,
by Tito's.
It literally came out like an ad, but yeah, didn't.
I know.
I was just going,
you were just
Tito's
saying
vodka.
Tito's vodka.
It's bomb.
I know that you weren't trying to make that an ad. And I was like, wow, that sounded exactly like an ad.
This would be the best ad ever if people just thought we were talking about it, but we were really selling them on it.
Oh my God. Now they'll never know. They're never going to know.
How would they
How
know?
They know?
How would they know? How would they know? What's the next one? What are they going to do?
What are they going to do?
I don't know.
No.
What are they going to know?
You know what's so crazy?
What are they going to do? How would they know?
They're How many
gonna,
of you guys know?
They're not going to know.
How many of these people listening right now know that's from TikTok? Probably everybody.
Also, how would they know? It's from a show.
Oh, and then someone
look
used...
Look it up. I want to see what
okay,
it's from.
Okay, let me look it up.
Oh, maybe it's from... Oh, wait. Maybe it is from TikTok. I don't know. Am I okay? I've had one sip of this and I'm hammered.
How are they going to know? TikTok.
Original guy.
Is this the original guy?
Is
no
that
way.
Him?
Hang on. Let's see.
Nobody's going to know.
They're going to know. How would they know?
So wait. The music is from...
The music is from TikTok. TikTok gives you that music.
So then what is this?
So...
Like, what
I
is
don't
the
know.
Point of this video?
It's called Nobody's Gonna Know. They're gonna know. How are they gonna know TikTok?
No.
I know, but it says the original vid for the audio since IG people can't find it. It's still on TikTok. Here it is anyway. Why? Okay.
What?
What is this video about?
I don't know, but now I love seeing where it came from. But wait, is that music? Din, din, din,
Let
din.
Me preface this for the listeners real quick.
Okay.
If you don't know, there's an extremely famous TikTok.
How would they know?
That's that. Nobody's going to know. They're going to know. How are they going to know? It's like mega on TikTok. Mm-hmm. And we've never seen the actual video until now. Go to YouTube and look up Nobody's Going to Know. They're going to know. And
how are they going to know?
How are they going to know? And you'll see. That's crazy. That's the original.
Is there another video that you don't know what the original is, but we could guess what the original is?
Because
I always thought that was from like a Real Housewives episode.
But you
Why
know
the
what,
hell
but,
did I think that?
I don't know. But you know what's weird about this is, what is this?
I don't know.
Like this isn't funny. Like, we didn't laugh at this.
I wonder, play it one more time.
But when other people use this guy's clip, it's funny.
How would they know? I just can't. Oh my God.
No, I know what it is.
What is it?
That music is from Real Housewives. So he's being a housewife.
Oh, no way.
That music has to be from the Housewives. I have to know what it's from.
Well, how do I find out?
Just type in...
Here's the song, Primal Fear. The song's called Primal Fear.
Okay.
Let's click on it. Primal Fear Drama Effect. It's just a sound effect.
No, it's from a show.
This is from a show?
Google, what show is Primal Fear from?
Yeah. Okay. What?
Google it. Primal Fear show. Sorry, but the people need to know now. We're all invested in this. Fortnite, maybe. Wait, I kind of want to play Fortnite.
Fortnite is huge.
What is it? Why is it big? Because there's fun music and stuff?
Well, it's a role play video game, and it incorporates like a lot of pop culture, I think.
That's fun.
So like pop culture dances, and like literally they pick up famous TikTok dances and put it in Fortnite, which is crazy.
Weird.
But I don't know what it is. Like, I don't know what the point of the game is.
Yeah, like, what do you do? It's not like Sonic the Hedgehog, is it?
Maybe it is. Maybe it's actually just Sonic the Hedgehog.
You just collect gold coins and speed through mazes.
What was your favorite? That Sonic's fun.
I love Sonic. And Tails.
Tails?
Tails. Oh. It was his little friend.
Oh, yeah.
His squirrel friend.
Did the squirrel follow him?
I think so. Or it was like his little friend that you could also
You could also play Tails.
Or something, yeah.
Oh, my God. Sonic the Hedgehog.
I also love Crash Bandicoot.
That was good, too.
I used to get so pissed if I couldn't do something in a video game.
Mm-hmm.
And I would bite my controller so hard that my teeth would shatter.
No.
Yes.
How old were you?
I don't know. Like
18? 29?
Oh.
18?
We both went there.
Yeah.
No. Probably like 11.
Yeah.
I would be like, oh! Like, I would get so mad. And I would squeeze the controller so hard. And I would hear the plastic to the controller like cracking, and then I would bite it. My mom would be like, okay, calm down. I'd be like, sorry.
We've broken quite a few controllers in our household.
Oh yeah.
I have a twin brother, and I don't want to say that we are crazy competitive, but you're always competitive with your twin. And if he would beat me like 3 times in a row, it'd be a fist fight. Or vice versa. Like it was
I had no one to play with, so I would just fist fight myself.
So, that's not a word.
Oh.
Fist fight myself.
Have you ever punched yourself in the face before?
Not hard, but I have. I have. Yes, I have.
Yeah, me too.
I've done it like a little bit to like give myself a little sock and be like, ooh, that would hurt.
Yeah.
Like if I really got punched, that would hurt.
One time I punched myself in the face on accident so hard. So I was opening this thing and I had like a lot of pull and I went like this and punched myself in the face as hard as I could because it snapped back.
Oh, I've had that before.
Oh my God. But I also like.
And you felt it. You're like, that's what a punch would feel like.
I was like, whoa, I think I just knocked myself out.
You know what's crazy?
Like in Liar Liar.
I've never been punched in the face. Like in a fight.
Mm.
I've had a helmet thrown
at
me that's hit me in the face.
In a fight?
I've fought someone too. I've punched someone. I've pretty much fractured my hand in a fight.
Prove it.
But I never got a punch to my face.
Punched on my face.
I'm literally Floyd Mayweather.
I never got punched on my face.
I am literally Floyd Mayweather.
You never got punched on your face, cutie.
Nobody could punch on my face.
Nobody punches on your face.
You're Logan Paul. I'm Floyd Mayweather.
What
are you looking at?
There's someone with a flashlight out. Looking around.
They're snooping around. Shall we get to the fan questions? Because we have a few
Only
questions.
Only if you punch on my face.
Oh, my God.
What?
I will punch on your face.
Hey.
And I think we can both answer these because, you know, we'll both give and give on it, give your honest advice.
Okay.
I'll give mine. And okay. They might be the same, they might be different.
Okay.
Fan questions.
This question is from Maddie. Maddie asks, how do I seal the deal and get the girl I've been talking to since January to go out with me? Now, first of all, Maddie, if you're trying to seal the deal, you've been talking to this girl since January. If you've been talking to her since January, I feel like it's, and you know this person well enough because you've been talking to them for a while.
Yeah.
I feel like it's just time. I feel like it's time to just like at least approach her. I need more than this. You know what I'm saying? Like, is she a work friend? Do you go to school with her?
What's the question?
It says, how do I seal the deal and get the girl that I've been talking to since January to go out with me? So I'm just going to make up a scenario.
Okay.
I'm going to say that this person works with this girl.
Okay.
And he's been kind of like, you know, talking to her and like mm-hmm. maybe visiting her in her department or whatever mm-hmm. since January. I'm making okay. this up because I don't know more of the story. Mm-hmm. Now it's time to ask to hang outside of work mm-hmm. or ask to hang outside of school. And that's about the only advice I can have. Like, if you're flirting with her and you think that she's vibing it, like, just ask. Just be like, what are you doing after work? That's it. And then mm-hmm. she'll say, oh, you know, I don't know yet. And you'd be like, do you want to go grab a drink? Do you want to go grab a bite? Like, I just don't know your situation. Like, I'm imagining when I worked at Nordstrom, if I had interest mm-hmm. in a girl, like, in a different department there, mm-hmm. and I knew that, I was like, okay, I think she's digging me too. Uh-huh. I would just ask. I'd say, hey, I was like, what are you doing after work? And she'd say,
yeah,
nothing. And you just ask them to go get food. You don't say, do you want to go on a date with me?
No.
You don't make it awkward like that.
Unless.
Okay, here we go.
Unless the person has made it very clear to you that they're not interested.
That's true too.
Then you might be put into an awkward situation if you ask, but you'll never know unless you ask.
Yeah.
So you just have to ask them out and see what they say, I guess.
So here's my question for in this scenario that we're painting for Maddie.
I just need more info.
I'm just going to, I'm going to make up the scenario. Okay.
Okay.
They both work at Nordstrom.
Uh-oh.
The girl works in a department across the way.
Uh-huh.
He visits her a lot and kind of talks because they got to know each other from work. And he needs to ask her out. If he asks her out and says, like, hey, what are you doing after work? And she goes, oh, nothing. Hey, let's go grab a bite to eat down the street.
Mm-hmm.
If she says, oh, you know, I can't, and she makes something up, how many more times can he ask her until until he gets the clue? Do you know what I'm saying?
See, like,
because,
to
like,
me,
you can't give up from just one time because maybe she truly had something to do. That makes sense?
It just really depends on the situation, because if someone asked me out and I wanted to go out with them, I would straight up say, I really want to, but I can't tonight. What are you doing, like, in a couple days?
Yeah.
I would, like, make it happen in my own way.
I know, but you're a very real ass person and you're very true. Honest. I've been in situations where I know the girl's digging me and they play hard to get. And
that's stupid.
First of all, the hard to get shit is so immature,
it's
in
so
my
dumb.
Opinion.
Yeah.
But I've literally been like, what are you doing after work? And then you'd be like, I don't know, what are you doing? And I'm like, you know, like, hey, well, let's meet up. And like, well, let me see if I can. And like, I don't know. I'm just saying, like,
yeah.
I've had the game played on me. And I'm like, come on, because I've known that they liked me and it ended up happening.
What ended up happening?
We ended up going on dates. Smooches. We were necking in the back alley. We were necking in the pool hall.
Do you want to get punched on your face?
is that what our parents said? Necking.
Mm-hmm.
They always said that, right? Mm-hmm. We were necking. That means like you're making out.
I think so. So wait. To answer this question, I feel like I say just ask her to go get a drink. Or if you guys are in like high school.
there's not a lot to this. I mean, there's not a lot.
I would just say ask her out. Then next question.
Next question. This is for you, Ariel. Oh. Jess asks, how soon is too soon to start dating after a divorce?
Why is that directed at me? I've never been divorced.
Well, that's coming.
But I'm a child of divorce, guys.
Aren't we all?
Oh, that's true.
We are all children of divorce.
Okay. Also, what a weird thing to say. I'm not a child of divorce. I was. That like sounds really weird. I'm not. No.
It's true, though.
Yeah, I guess it's true.
I am too.
Okay. I think. How soon is too soon? I can only compare it to when
my God,
you know when you go and you
have you ever had a dream that you could do?
I want to have a baby just so that I could have that kid. I want my baby to be that kid.
You guys, that's the funniest video / audio clip I've ever heard in my entire life. That's not fake. That's a little kid explaining his dream.
When you want him to do you so bad that you could do anything?
That you could do anything?
What? Sir?
That's actually what you just sounded like.
That I did. Yeah. Sometimes I don't know how to get the words out. Okay. I can only compare this to when I had a bad breakup. And I was like, when do I go out on dates with other people? For me, this wasn't a divorce, but breaking up with someone that you're really, really together with or like in love or whatever it is, like that's just as crazy as like a divorce. It's just without the paperwork. Breakups are breakups, like whether you're married or not.
Yeah.
So like I had a pretty crazy breakup and I think I'm literally that kid right now.
You could do.
And that's Ariel trying to answer the question.
Hold on.
A serious breakup is just as bad as a divorce. So you went through one.
Well, no, that's not what I'm saying. Divorces are worse because there's money and legal involved. But emotionally, it might be very similar. Maybe. I don't know. Never done it. But I was going to say, when I went through this... when I was going through this breakup, dear God, give me the words. I felt like... How do I say this? I felt like I didn't know when I was like allowed to go on a date. Because you're right.
When is it right?
No, you know why? Is because you're stuck thinking, what if we're going to get back together?
Yeah.
What if that person calls me while I'm on a date?
Yeah.
What if I'm out and their best friend the person that you broke up with, what if their sister's at the restaurant?
And they're like, oh my God, like, it's only been a month and she's out here or whatever.
Like,
yeah.
That is so, like, that kind of is the scariest part. But also, I think that, like, you kind of just have to do you. Like, so for me, this guy I just thought was cute after I had a breakup. It was probably like, I don't know, 3 months after or something. It was Valentine's Day and I thought he was really cute. And my friend was like trying to like hook me up. And he was like, this guy thinks you're cute. Do you think he's cute? And I was like, yeah. And then he was like, would you want to go out with him? I'm like, well, you have to tell him to ask me out if he wants to ask me out. Like, I'm not going to tell you to tell him. Like, what are we in high school? This is just a funny story I'm going to tell you anyways, because it has nothing to do with this breakup story. But like, I remember thinking, I got to get myself out there. Mm-hmm. And so he was like, he doesn't want to ask you out because he knows that you're going through a breakup and he's scared that you're going to deny him. And this person was like very... I don't know. He knows a lot of people that I know, whatever.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'll go out with this guy. And like, it could have been a platonic date. It could have been anything. I just like was down to like go hang out with someone that I've never met before.
Mm-hmm.
But he knows a lot of my friends. So like I wrote, I said, will you be my Valentine? And I sent it to my friend and I said, will you be my Valentine? And then his name. And then I said, check the box. And then he sent it back to me and he checked yes. And I had a Valentine, but then nothing ever happened. We just like went to dinner and it was anybody, so nice.
Did anybody see you?
Yes.
So, and how soon after your breakup was this?
It was like 3 months after or something. But I don't think I was like, I wasn't like, oh my God.
You were just trying to probably get your mind off things and get out there.
I was literally just trying to like go meet new people that I didn't want to talk about my ex.
Yeah. And also
you shouldn't stay at home and cry for months. That's not, I mean, healing is healthy. So do your thing and take as much time as you need.
Yeah.
But if you feel like it's been a couple months and you want to get out there and have some fun and take your mind off of things.
Yeah.
Go check it out.
Wasn't a love match, but it was definitely like, this is fun. And like, I felt good. It made me feel like rejuvenated. And I was like, okay, cool. Like, I like meeting new people.
Yeah.
Which is probably really scary after a divorce.
Oh, I bet.
I haven't answered this question in 30 minutes. I'm going to say an appropriate time is when you feel like your heart is ready and willing to meet new people.
There you go. And guys, thank you for listening to the podcast. This podcast was brought to you by.
So you want him to do you so much you could do anything.
And thank you for listening to Riled Up.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye, guys. Sorry, Ariel's story took 20 minutes.
I'm drunk.